Hello and welcome to the second episode of the BJ Report with your host Bardi Asani and Jericho Martinez. Just to let you know that this podcast is being recorded at two separate locations using Squadcast. Jerry, how are you today?
Hello, Bards. Hear you loud and clear in Hauslo.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, cool.
Interference.
No, the delay's not that bad.
Not too shabby, my friend.
It's not too bad, you know, for two separate locations.
It's all right.
We have to be COVID safe. We work, 3 meters away from each other. But, we should definitely be safe when recording a podcast.
Exactly. Well, the most important thing is that I can see you.
Oh, yeah. I can see you.
I can see you. Your hair is messed up.
I'm telling you what, my hair is an absolute shambles. To the point where I have to just grow it out. There's not much I can do. I'm not going to go for the... I'm going for the taking down statues. Look. Ripping them down. that's what I'm trying to go for if I was to shave it off. But no, right now I'm just freestyling it. El natural.
That's
good. Why not?
My hair's looking a bit messed up at the moment.
Mate, I'm not... I mean, yours is all right, though. You've at least combed it over and everything. I just look like I've been electrocuted.
Like the Green Mile.
Yes, absolutely. Well,
the sponge is dry. Have you seen that film?
No, I haven't seen the film.
You haven't seen Green Mile?
No. Is it good?
Oh, my God.
What?
Get out of my face. Get out of my face. Anyways, how you been?
Not too bad. Working as per.
Working hard.
Yeah.
Grafting.
Yeah. Grafting. Grinding and all that year. Well, what do we have for today then? What do we have as news articles?
We've got nightclubs and asparagus.
Ooh, nightclubs and asparagus, what they got to look after. Well, tune in for that.
Indeedy.
No, absolutely. That's what we got tuned in. And we just want to thank everyone for all the positive feedback that you guys have provided to us following our first episode. A few critiques here and there. We'll let some slide. Some more valid. Yes. I'll accept some. The others, get lost. Get out of my face. It wasn't that bad.
Your negativity, man.
Yeah, we don't need any of that. But no, thank you very much for all the positive reviews. And, keep providing us feedback as we go along, as each episode airs. Because it's something that we are looking to do long-term on a weekly basis. With, maybe a special episode every now and again with just some reviews of specific topics.
That's what's going to happen soon. I'm trying to force Buddy to do that.
But we
do some reviews.
We will.
Films.
We will. Film reviews. We will do that. We will do that. But also, trending topics, absolutely. But if there are any...
series.
Right, I'm going to cut him off, right? Welcome to the B Report. This is your host, Bardi Asani, and it's just my thoughts on the weekly news. Jericho is no longer part of the team.
No. We're joking. The whole project.
I'm just joking. Get him back in here. Put that mic on. Stop being silly.
Go away. The great thing about being remote now, working remotely, is that you can't grab the mic from me. Can't control what I say
or what I do or what you vape.
I have put my foot down.
Oh yeah. He's definitely
alone.
There's no more. Listen, try and vape on. Look, he's got the vape out. So in case you hear some kind of in the background, that's Jericho vaping. Okay, unprofessional. Our listeners don't deserve that. I can hear you, and I can see you.
Not deserve that. Anyways.
Perfect.
We're ready to rock and roll, aren't we?
We're ready to rock and roll. And as the weeks go on and as each episode airs, if you have any interesting articles that you come across that you think that me and Jerry will find interesting to read and review on the show, we will give you a bit of a shout out as well. Please email us at contact@thebjreport.com.
And follow us or even message us. Slide into our DMs.
Slide in,
The BJ Report.
The
following is growing though, Bart.
Oh yeah, it's almost in double digits. It's mental.
Hey, we're getting there. You made it. I retire.
Welcome. This has been a two episode special. We're retiring. Thank you very much. I bought a nice house in LA. Jerry's gone back to the Philippines, and yeah, that's it.
Exactly. No, but we're not doing too bad on the Instagram.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Getting a loyal following.
Yeah, it's easy. At underscore the BJ report. Yeah. Just follow us. Send us a message. Like the whole jazz. Right, Jerry, let's kick it off. You've got an article. So yours is about nightclubs.
It is.
Okay.
It is. This actually took my eye because I love going to the clubs.
I will echo that statement as well. I have to just agree with you on that one. I miss going out so much. It's
right.
Even though it's coming up to, over a year.
I know, partying and everything. No, it's out the door now.
It's different. It's a different time.
It is, 100%. Well, I'm feeling sorry for the kids nowadays, you know.
Well, the underprivileged kids.
The 18-year-olds, the 21-year-olds, you can't enjoy going out.
If you're a first-year student right now, it is so peak.
Yeah, I know,
honestly,
right?
It is so staying at home, doing some online courses like some victim. Honestly, that is shit. Let me tell you right now, if you're a first year student and you can't go out, you can't go club, no freshers for you. Honestly,
actually study, mate.
Wait, give it about a few years, become a mature student and live your life.
Live your life.
Yeah, go, that's what I'd be doing.
100%. But do you know what? This is your opportunity to actually get work done and graduate with a decent grade.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Think about the future.
Yeah, think about the future. I mean, you don't want to be an old Kosovan and a old Filipino man doing a podcast in two remote locations.
With the sole purpose of learning nothing at all at the end of it.
Diddly squat. Seriously, I do feel sorry for them because they can't experience it.
No, they can't.
Honestly, they can't experience it. There's nothing they can do.
They're 18 years old. They can't go out. They're not going to experience going for pre-drink somewhere, all right? And they're not going to experience fucking queuing up, going inside the nightclub, doing that whole thing, having a kebab afterwards with some garlic sauce. They're not... None of that. No. They're mostly going to get...
They can't experience that.
What are they going to experience? A delivery voucher is what they're experiencing right now. Yeah.
You can't do nothing. Yeah. Like when you come out of a nightclub and then you end up going to, like you said, the kebab shop, getting kebab garlic shop, sauce thrown in your face.
Did that happen?
Kebab on the floor.
Did that happen to you?
It's happened in the past. In Elephant Castle.
Did it? Yeah. Oh no, you got mugged off.
I did, but I was too drunk to care.
So what happened? Was this a friend or was this a random stranger? Was it a girl?
I think, I think it was, I can't remember.
If you're starting a sentence with, I think, I know you're not going to remember this.
I remember smelling like garlic. That's all I remember. Being in a cab and smelling like garlic.
Oh, they let you in a cab?
It was my shirt and shit. Not bad. But no, it was, they're going to miss that experience, you know, falling off stairs.
Yeah. Getting rejected.
Oh, mate.
Standard.
Yeah, that is standard. When I remember the first time I got rejected in a club.
Did you?
It was a nightmare. vulnerable. I was overthinking it.
Why did you get rejected? Because you had garlic sauce all over you.
No, not because of the garlic sauce. No, this was before the days of. This was the under 18 raves.
Oh God!
Remember that?
No, I know. I wasn't allowed out till I was 18, bro. Strict Kosovan parenting. I was 17
and we were. This was the under. I think it was like 16s and 17s were allowed in this.
Right.
And they were serving. They were serving like Pepsi out of a tap.
Oh, that's mental.
No, extreme, ooh, right? Lemonade.
What do you? Is there any sugar in that? Yeah, you better put some Pepsi Max.
Got us tweaked, mate. Got us absolutely tweaked. But we used to go to Royales in Uxbridge.
Swear down. Never heard of that. We
you
had
heard of Uxbridge?
No, I've heard of Uxbridge, you dickhead. I'm talking Get about. I've never heard of Royales.
Royales, yeah, that was the shit back in the day. 17 years old.
It's like a joint venture of Burger King.
Yeah, it was.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Yeah. You're a dickhead, man. but yeah, we went as a big group. So guys from the state and like friends of friends. So we went for as a big group because it's a completely different area.
All right.
We didn't know. We had no idea where it was. We only knew one way to get there because it was just a one way train ride, Piccadilly Line all the way.
Okay.
And I'll get in there. We got in there with all my friends. It was all the lads. It was so many of us. Just living our best life. And that's where I got rejected. We're going to the story. Yeah, do you know what? For you guys, I'll go into the actual details of it.
Dive in.
So I'm in there with my zip up wool cat. You know Caterpillar?
Yeah.
The brand.
Yeah, all right, okay.
I had like a cat zip up wool top.
I thought you were going to say you had the A9 Academics tracksuit.
Avericks.
Echo shirt.
No, I had that on. White tee, I remember. Sterling silver chain.
Ooh.
Yeah, flexing.
Ooh. Don't get Pepsi Max on that. It turns green.
And it was sterling silver, FYI.
Oh, okay.
And, mate, I had those night gloves. You remember those night gloves?
What night gloves?
The crap night gloves with a small night tick on them at the front.
No, is it the one that had it on the side?
No, you had it on, maybe on you, for you, it had it on the side, but it's just a little tiny night tick at the front. And they were just like woolly gloves made out of the cheapest material, but it just looked cool. Like footballers used to wear them back in the day.
All right.
So we used to copy them. And yeah, I was in this club, like some mug, dancing with gloves on, with all the boys behind me, and then a girl's grinding on my leg.
Ooh.
Yes. Yeah, she was grinding my leg. I was like, yeah, let's do it. All Ooh. Right. So my heart is racing 100, 1,000 miles an hour.
Steam appeared out of nowhere.
Yeah. I'm getting hot flushes. I'm getting butterflies.
You're getting red now.
Mate, should I make my move? I was thinking in my head, should I make my move? I don't know. I don't know if she's feeling me. I was a bit hesitant. This is the first time I actually really moved to a girl, to actually go for a girl in a nightclub.
Fair
it's not like the in-betweeners when they do that dodgy dance.
No, it's and not.
Like that. So she was crying on my leg. I was like, yeah, cool.
I'm and feeling it. I'm kissing it.
Doing it. Nice. So I was feeling it. The vibe's there.
All right, cool.
You know what I mean? And then we started dancing with each other.
Okay.
Grinding, whining. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, guess what happened? My arm's around this girl. A blonde girl, actually.
Okay.
My arm's around this girl and the friend. It always has to be the dead friend.
Oh, here we go. Some professional cop blocker.
Yeah, 100%. She grabs my arms.
Okay.
Yeah, because they were linked. They were together. Mm-hmm. So I was holding my wrists and dancing with this girl. And then she just grabs my arms and moves it away, like splits it up and pushes me. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn.
Oh.
But the girl was all right. But the friend ruined it for me.
What? And you never saw her again? She just left?
She just left. They just went away.
Do you know how bad that is? Do you know how bad that is? Not only do you get mugged off to say, listen, you can't dance with this girl, I'm removing her from the area of where you are, and you never seen her again.
Yeah, gone.
Gone. And took a piece of your heart with you as well.
Yeah, I was sad. I genuinely was sad, and I just didn't know what to do. I was in a dark place for like 3 seconds. And I see my boys, that's my best life again.
And then you saw another girl, and you're like, yo, my size.
No, I was just dancing with the boys, just enjoying time. And fuck me, it hurt my feet. Men have feelings as well, and it did hurt.
We're
not going to lie.
We do. We can put on all this front, but, you know, we are emotional beings as well. Yeah.
We are emotional.
Yeah. Some more than others. I mean, some more than others. But
back to that. That was my experience at the nightclub. This was early days, early doors.
How is it?
When I was 17, still a baby. And now I've sprouted to be this man of mystery.
I'm still waiting for my sprout. I'm still waiting for mine. It should be in a few weeks. Yeah, yeah, waiting
this
for
could
it.
Be
a few weeks. I got a text today saying that they've approved the application. It's coming through. Oh,
yeah. Good, I'm happy for you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like,
what's mad is,
yeah,
your jokes are so dead.
Oh, don't start this. Listen, don't do that.
No,
because that's how I get emotional when people tell me I'm not funny. That's
you're not funny.
Oh, fuck off.
Only funny is your laugh.
No, that's not true. All right, let me tell you guys one thing. Jerry has one joke. Jerry has one joke. So I've known him for almost 2 years now. He has one joke when anyone says anything. It's like, you can't beat me. His number one thing to go back is like, you couldn't beat your meat. That's the one thing he says. Honestly, he's like a Kosovan dad. That's what he is. He's got one joke in his pocket, and whenever he needs it, he just pulls it out and uses it.
Yeah, whatever you say. Anywho's, are we supposed to be reviewing nightclubs?
Cool.
Well, that was my experience anyway. But yeah, man, owner of 52 UK nightclubs on brink of collapse with 1,500 jobs at risk.
That is
1,500 people. See what coronavirus has done to businesses.
Well, yeah, well, we can see. And do you know what's the only way to get those numbers back up so they don't close? What do you think that is, Jerry? The vaccine, mate. Let me tell you right now, it's the vaccine.
The vaccine, yeah.
Yeah.
The vaccine. They're doing well, though.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
they're pumping out. They're working. And Boris Johnson wants to do a 24-hour, I think it's a 24-hour service, isn't he?
Yeah, he does. But that's the only way to save any that industry. Is obviously,
that's true.
When enough people get vaccinated, you know, things start to open up and it doesn't become a danger. And so it gives hope for these young kids that, listen, not all nightclubs will be closed. There will be some still open for you if we just stick to the rules, get vaccinated, and we just continue.
Fucking hell.
That's the only way to do it. Because, I mean, I would be very sad if nightclubs closed. Because I was there. I was an active member. I was active. Kingston.
Were you active?
Yes.
Yeah, no, the owner owns so many, actually. He owns Oceana.
Swear down.
Oceana. It's called the Deltic Group. They own Oceana, Prism.
Oh, yeah.
Attic, Eden, and Bar and Beyond.
Do you know what? Do you know how I know that Deltic Group? Let me tell you a nice little story, Jerry. There's a nightclub called Prism in Kingston. I'm just going to go to that's right. I'll take splitted rooms. You're going to take a shower. You do whatever you need to do and then come back to it.
I've got the comfort of my own home.
Yeah. You do whatever you need to do.
Right, can I just come back?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I haven't recorded.
I'll go mental. Let me tell you, I'll go mental.
Systems and stuff.
So,
yeah, but
I know. So, what it is basically with that, is it Deltic Group? I remember. So, there was a club called Oceana in Kingston, is now called Prism, but I was banned from there.
Yeah, you said that last episode, mate.
Yeah, but did I?
Yeah, you did.
Did I actually?
Badoosh.
Yeah, so with regards to nightclubs, I mean, it's going to be so sad, you know, not to be able to go for another 6 months. We've already been a year of us not going. And now, you know, we just have to wait until everything gets popping again. But, I spend so much time in nightclubs. Even when I was in college and uni and all that, you know.
You're partying in college?
Yeah, well, college, like, house parties and stuff.
Your house parties. Oh, my God.
It's all there, mate. But that, yeah. But like, lit. The parents didn't know about them ones. I'm going to sleep over. I'm at
your house.
Yeah. I'm popping up to a party with a toothbrush. Listen, my mom thinks I'm sleeping over. Let me just leave this right here. I'll collect it on the way out.
Their boxes in a plastic bag.
Listen, I put my special shampoo just in anything pops off.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But I remember, I used to go out a lot, and uni was just mad. Because I didn't leave London for uni. I was still within London. I went to Brentford. So I was still living...
Community college.
Well, it wasn't a community college. First of all, this isn't America, for fuck's sake. Community College of Arizona... Do you know what I mean? It was the University of West London, actually.
That's good.
Yes. Nice. It wasn't too bad.
Computers.
What do you mean? Of course it got...
Radioactive, like the interactive whiteboards.
Yeah, yeah, no, they had the projectors where you have to go against the white wall and you flick it up. And you have to put these see-through sheets underneath.
You still have that? Did you use that?
When I was in primary school, yeah.
No, we had that. Do you know what? We had that in uni. We had a projector where the, because we had to do a, oh God, it was a syllabus in our degree, in my degree. It was just chemistry, pure chemistry. And it was hard trying to do the chemical equations. So this guy would just get a see-through piece of paper.
Yeah.
See-through plastic, put it on a projector and just write.
Well, yeah, that's up there. Yeah, that's the old school in the little box.
Overhead projector.
With the little arm sticking out of it. Yeah, yeah, I remember that. That's all you had to do. I remember that.
Oh, man. Bring me back.
But yeah.
So what was the scene saying? So house parties and stuff.
Yeah, house parties in the beginning. Then 18, just going clubbing every single week. There used to be a place in Kingston called Amogee, which used to be open on a Monday, which was ladies' night, and a Wednesday. As well as Friday and Saturday, but also midweek as well. I'll go there during Mondays and Wednesdays as well. It'll be popping off. It'll be popping off. Now, nothing. Now everything's closed down. There's only one or two good clubs. Not even good clubs, mainly for 18-year-olds. You got to go to Central to get a good club now. You can't go to your local.
I don't really like clubs anymore. It's bars are more interesting.
Yeah, bars now. Well, back then it was clubs, I mean. But now, yeah, bars. A bar club.
Yeah, bars.
With some music.
Bars are so much. Yeah, bars with... It's like a large bar with a tiny dance floor.
What do you drink, Jerry? I enjoy that. What do you drink?
Me?
Yeah. What do you like drink when you go out?
I do not drink alcohol. I am sober.
But that's a lie. That's a lie.
Bars, I can't hear you.
You're lying.
No.
Hold on. So 1 second. You drank gin and lemonade during the recording of episode one.
Strawberry gin and lemonade, actually.
Yeah. So don't give me this bullshit. God.
What is the problem with that?
No, there isn't a problem. But you're lying to our listeners.
Yeah, sorry, guys. All right, fine. I drink strawberry gin lemonade. That's my go-to drink.
Is it? Is that what you always have?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, swear down. Oh, fair enough. For me.
I knew that.
But no, I thought maybe you'd mix it up. I do
like a good big wave beer.
A beer.
Elite.
I do. For me, Stan, when I go out, what I like is a tequila shot and a vodka lemonade.
Oh, really?
That's what I go for.
Tequila shot and a vodka lemonade?
Oh, mate, every single time. Do the tequila shot, then just sip on the vodka lemonade, and then go back to the bar and order the same thing again. And again, until I pass out. Until they're dragging me out.
Like in prison.
No.
They dragged you out. I didn't
do anything. That was a racist attack on me because I'm Kosovan. I could sue. It's only because the industry's going down the fucking drain. I'm not suing. I feel bad for them.
Yeah, they don't like you. They just like you in general.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. You said that.
Hey, do you know what? The sad thing here is it's the people who are going to be losing their jobs.
Yeah.
Thousands. Like, that's one thing. They've already cut 1,000 staff.
Right.
And then 1,500 more are yet to lose their jobs. My thoughts, it's just, it's a harsh reality at the moment what's going on. Lucky for us, we're able to work.
Yeah.
And, you know, make our money while we can, but these guys, they're out, they're grafting, you know, trying to get another job. All right, fair. If you're a student, you're working part-time in a club, pub, or wherever, fair, you're still a student, you're still trying to, you know, you can still focus on your studies, but, you know, people who are working full-time, mate, how about if they got kids to feed?
Well, that's so.
How about if they've got an alien in their back garden?
What are you talking about? Shit. An alien in the back garden. What the fuck are you talking about?
How have they got kids? How have they got a dog?
Well, yeah, I know. I understand that. But... What?
My dog.
Yeah.
I said RIP, my dog. Oh, dog right. Died, didn't it?
All right. Okay. Sorry. I didn't...
She passed away. She had cancer, bro. Sad times.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, thank you to this week's episode of Call Me Boy.
There's something. I'm sure the government, the furlough scheme, you think it will affect for nightclubs?
Oh, really?
You can't really keep them employed.
Yeah.
Because what's going on with COVID, majority of them are bar staff.
Yeah, exactly.
They can't, literally, genuinely can't work.
Well, here's the thing. It starts with the basics, right? Stay safe, keep your distance, you know, adhere to all the COVID rules, right? Get vaccinated is what I'd say to people. Unless you don't want to, I'm not. But my recommendation would be get vaccinated so everything can go back to normal. And then we wouldn't have problems like industries like nightclubs being closed down and have students who never live a freshers week. Because that would be sad. So not to,
that is true.
Yeah.
You can't live there. You can't pay $9,000 and not enjoy a freshers.
Exactly. You pay $9,000 to have some virtual degree.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. You might as well do them online degrees.
Yeah, exactly. 50% off.
Cheaper. Yeah, it's cheaper.
Or buy one, get one free. You give me a degree, give me something else as well. Give me
a stuffed animal.
A stuffed animal. I'll have a bottle of Coke. Please. Thank you.
A co-op meal deal.
I'll have
my degree on the side.
I'll have a delivery voucher, please.
£50.
But yeah, it would be a shame to see nightclubs close.
True. It's terrible. It's an absolute nightmare. But
I tell you the worst thing about it, people not going to the smoking area and trying to talk to other people.
Experiencing
that is mad.
Hey, darling, you got a lighter for me?
You from round here?
I'm off my nut here, like, yeah, oi, yeah, yeah.
I know.
All those geezers on them.
You could be talking to a girl. You could be talking to a girl and I'd have like three cigarettes in a row just to stay there. I'd have three cigarettes.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. I don't usually smoke.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's how I remember the smoking area. It used to be like that. Yeah, that guy on flipping, he was just mad on one. Like, he was on Mandy, Coke, all of that.
You always had an angry guy. You had an angry guy. Always about to get the fight started.
Who are you looking at, blood?
He's going to do that to me. He's going to do that to me. Do you know who I am?
I don't care who you are, mate. You pay £10 just like every one of us. You pay a tenner, you're not special.
Get in line, okay? Get in line.
You didn't get a fast track, so do one.
Don't push in.
And you've always got that emotional girl who cries.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh. Yeah.
Always crying, yeah.
As soon as it gets to about 11 o'clock, it just activates the tears in some girls' eyes. As soon as it gets to 11...
Yeah, it's true. No, it's true. Every time I've gone out, there's always, you know, a dispute of, like, in a relationship.
Oh, I had that. No, I had that.
Oh, what do you do?
No,
you
not me.
Creepy, like, you try to move to the girl.
No. I'll be like, listen, leave your man. You don't need him. He don't like you.
I'm here to comfort you.
Listen, I can't believe what you've just told me. OMG is what I'm going to say.
I've always got a shoulder to cry on.
No, genuinely, I had friends who'd have, you know, who'd be a couple and they'd have an argument. And I would just, what I'd say to them is, listen, fuck off. All right. You're ruining the night. I don't give a shit what you guys are arguing about. Get lost and then just move on and leave them. That's what I would do. And I've done that. Yeah, fuck them. Don't ruin my night. Okay.
No. The night is all about us.
Yeah.
Not this.
Yeah, exactly. They're there arguing. It's like, well, you didn't say hello to my mom. It's like, who gives a shit, man? Just fucking move on.
Move on. Enjoy the party.
Yeah.
Enjoy Neo Closer.
Yeah, exactly. Listen to it. Listen. Like... They're going to play some Kanye later. Do you like them?
Yeah, play some Kanye West.
Yeah. The old Kanye.
Yeah. Whenever I used to, like, with my ex, I never used to go, like, we used to go nightclubs together, but it was never a headache.
No.
Never a headache at all. No headache. We used to just have banter, enjoy ourselves, and go home. That's it. Happy days. There was one time when a girl tried to move to me in front of her, and she lost her noodle.
Did she?
Yeah, she went crazy, man. Fuck it. I was in Ministry of Sound.
Is it?
Yeah, I remember that. Fucking shoot at nights.
Oh, damn.
Oh, God. Nasty. No, that place.
How did you get that one?
Nothing. I had a smile on my face. I was like, oh.
So, Pumpkin, I don't know who she is.
It massaged my ego. But, I was just like, no, this is my girlfriend. I can't do anything. Text me later.
Yeah.
Number.
Listen, listen. I don't know who you are, 075. I don't know who you are, 440. Yeah. Can you step away, please? 992. Email me.
You're a dickhead. Yeah, that's my article of the day. You pretty much went off topic. It was just talking about nightclubs. But
well, that's what the fucking article's about. Nightclub industry going down.
Yeah,
it should not be happening.
I just want to know how it's going to just bounce back from this. The clubbing scene, the nightclub scene.
Yeah. Well,
we'll see what happens.
Well, absolutely. Well,
if we ever get out of COVID.
If we get out of fucking tier five, if we ever get out of it, fucking annoying.
Yeah, we're stuck inside, stuck indoors.
No, we will get out whenever they tell us.
Yeah, I know. Have you seen Boris? Have you seen Boris go out for his little bike ride?
No, he's going out. He's just popping.
Yeah, you see a picture of it?
No.
Yeah, yeah, he's out, man. He's out, like, he's out riding his bicycle.
Fuck yeah. Well, fair enough.
It's funny, he's living his best life. Hey, you see his little, like, blonde hair? Look, he's even on the phone. There you go.
Yeah, he's on the phone, he's riding a bike. And he's holding an umbrella. Yeah, it's mad. All at the same time.
Yeah, that's fair. I can see, like, he's here. He's mad. But yeah, that was my article of the day. Just discussing about nightclubs, our experiences.
Yeah.
Fuck it all. House parties. But yeah, buds. What's your
topic on? My topic is actually on a lady called Jemima Packington. Okay. She's what's called as an asparamancer.
What the fuck is that? What?
An asparamancer.
Asparamancer.
Yes.
Sounds like a wizard, a witch.
No, what it is, Mr. Jericho, is what she does is she takes some asparagus, okay?
Yes.
And what she does, she throws them in the air, and based on how they land, she can make predictions about the future.
That is, mate.
Do you know what's the worst thing? Do you know, I didn't want to pick this topic initially, but it came across my newsfeed a few times from different areas. Basically, what she's done is, like, first of all, she's been on TV, okay? And now it's like, Asparamanta predicts when schools will reopen and more about what's to come in 2021. Do you think that people are going to waste or actually believe that this fucking idiot, right, can predict the future using asparagus?
Yeah, it's like Mystic Meg.
Oh, it really annoyed me. No, it really annoyed me when I read it. Because,
why?
But here's the thing. What kind of predictions is she going to make? How vague are they? It's like, let me give you some...
Give me an example.
Yeah, let me give you an example.
Give us an example, because is just madness. So you have... So what is that? Organic asparagus from a packet?
So...
grilled, fried.
She just has limited... Average, she's got about 7... asparagus, and she just throws them in the air before making predictions based on how they land. So this is what she forecasts about the pandemic, right? Although the impact of COVID-19 will still be felt around the world, the vaccines will bring a new return to the normal by June 2021, although not a return to a pre-pandemic days. Yeah, we know that.
Okay.
That's not a prediction.
It's not. It's going to happen. It's normal.
Yeah.
It's like me saying I'm going to leave the house in the future.
Yeah. But
it's going to happen.
But it's just stupid. You may as well go, listen, I've thrown this asparagus in there. What it's saying about people is in the future, there'll be times where they'll find it difficult and there'll be times when they're happy. And just ending it there. The most vague fucking predictions I've ever heard. She's also predicting two royal family divorces this year. Yeah, but do you know what? Sometimes she makes other predictions. She makes predictions about films, about the Oscars.
Oh yeah, go on, talk to me about the Oscars.
She made a prediction a few years back because she was. I went and did research on her.
Yeah.
I went and researched the article. I wanted to know exactly who I'm dealing with here. So,
what's her name?
Jemima Packington. And she's on This Morning, right, with Holly Willoughby.
Yeah.
And
she is so hot.
Well, yeah, she's
Holly Willoughby.
Yeah, but she is.
No, I think she's
hot. Yeah, but that's not what we're talking about.
No, not Jemima. Sorry, as soon as you hear Wahala Willoughby,
but she made predictions. She made predictions about the 2016 Oscar Best Picture.
Oh my god, she looks nuts.
So, just to give you some context about some of the films that were on there, okay?
Yeah.
So, I think it was The Revenant, Mad Max, Spotlight.
That's a good film.
The Martian.
Banging film. Have you seen The Martian?
No, I haven't seen The Martian.
Oh my god, do not.
But listen.
I'm signing out.
Listen, so she's on this morning. She takes the asparagus, she throws it in the air, and it drops. And she's not discussing with the Holly. She goes, "Do you see that letter?" And she goes, "M." She goes, "The winner's going to be either The Martian or Mad Max." And the whole studio goes, "Oh, wow. Oh, go nuts." Spotlight won that year. The most bullshit. And the thing is, I kept seeing article and article about her and people believing her stuff. People calling her, people video calling her to make predictions about themselves. Yeah. It's bullshit science. It's like the horoscope.
I don't believe in a horoscope.
No, you can't believe in that.
A lot of people get emotional about it.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to get emotional.
Before, they used to just read the horoscope just to, you know, to protect their day. But, like, there's millions of people.
Listen, there's 7 billion. Listen, 7.6 billion people in the world. Yet, that's only divided into 12 categories of people. That's how it works. So, 12 categories out of 7.6 billion people, these people all born on the same month or between 2 months are the same. No. And you read it and it's never anything specific. It's always, again, something vague.
Oh yeah, 100. That's what's going to do.
You will receive a message from a close relative, but be weary because it could have a hidden message. It's like, all right, cool. Or a close friend of yours will bring happiness. Well, yeah, he's a friend. If he doesn't bring happiness, he can fuck off. He's not my friend. It makes no sense.
Oh, that's all right. What's your horoscope?
I don't know.
What do you mean, don't know when you're born?
July.
Oh, mate.
What am I?
You couldn't even celebrate your birthday properly this year.
Oh.
Nor could I, to be fair. I was born in November. Sad.
How was your 40th birthday?
It was great.
It was great, wasn't it?
I got myself a wheelchair.
Oh, nice. How's the Freedom Pass treating you?
I said Freedom Pass. Are you taking a piss?
It's funny because you...
So July, yeah?
Yeah, July. Oh, cool. You're going to read my horoscope now.
I am. You're a Cancer.
Ooh, okay.
So July what? Sorry, I didn't catch that.
July 10th.
I wasn't... It does it. Yeah, it does. So July 10th, okay. So here we go. This is your daily horoscope. Daily horoscope for Bardi Hassani.
Okay, let's have a look.
Today's starmet sets the stage for for a long-term relationship. You're going to find love.
Oh my God, I believe in it.
Oh, mate, this is going to be a long-term relationship, me and you, on the BJ report.
Oh my God, I believe in it already.
There you go. As a new moon illuminates Capricorn and your partnership sector, oh mate,
what does it say?
It illuminates Capricorn in your partnership sector. If you're single, throw out your usual ideal mate checklist.
Oh, yeah,
open your mind to new possibilities and new types.
Yeah,
you could be pleasantly surprised when an out of the box person sweeps you off your feet. Question: already attached? Think about how you could collaborate, whether you start a joint business venture, dive into a home improvement project, or talk about the next big step. Mate, this is true. This is you.
But this could be applied to any person born on any month.
It's applied to you.
But it's not applied to me. It's bullshit.
Mate, can't you just believe it for the sake of the show?
Okay, yeah, I believe in it. Oh my God.
Thank you. See, Bardi believes in horoscopes.
I believe in horoscopes. You've managed to convince me that horoscopes are real and that Jemima Packington can predict the future.
Exactly. Well, do you want to hear my one?
Not really. Okay, moving on. I'm just going to go. What's your...
Oh, fuck you, man.
What's your horoscope?
What's going on? The Scorpio, November 15th.
1972.
We didn't have the internet. We had to move sticks and mud.
We had to write our own horoscopes.
There was no such thing as horoscopes back
then. We had to write our own.
It was only paper and pencil. You to be use your imagination. Yeah, so what's going on in your own backyard, Scorpio? Engage with your local scene today, as the new moon in Capricorn supercharges your third house of hometown happenings. How can you support your community? Shop at local indie stores.
Which is what you usually do anyway.
Rather than big box chains. Ooh. I do that. Ooh. I always like to support the smaller stores.
Okay, well, when's the last time you supported them then? Let's put you on the spot.
Yeah. Okay, fair. The corner shop. next to where we work, I always buy my water from him instead of going to the large box chain what's right next to our office.
Okay.
I'd rather go to him and put money in his pocket.
Okay, because obviously, but we work together, and obviously you've used the bigger corporate store more times than the other, and you only use this corner shop because they have specific drinks that you can't get anywhere else, like Iron Brew.
I still use them.
Okay. What's something else apart from food or drink?
Yeah, I got to think. Vape liquid.
Fuck off. I make it myself.
Vape liquid. So what? What? Say something.
Okay.
Exactly. All right, fair enough. Okay. Well, you didn't let me finish my horoscope.
Oh, sorry.
If there's a nearby non-profit with a cause that's close to your heart, spend some time volunteering for them or organize a social media fundraiser. This new moon also rules transportation. So if you're considering getting a new car or scooter or bike, the cosmos give you the green light.
Ooh,
Jericho might buy a new bicycle.
Oh, and plus you were talking about cars, bikes and motorbikes at some point in your life. That's mental.
Fuck you, man.
But also, why three?
I believe it.
Why three? Because there's one in three modes of transport that, unless you're using public transport, that you could use. You can have a motorbike, you can have a car, or a bike. The only thing they ever missed out, they may as well just include a van as well.
Yeah, but no, but this is one thing I've been thinking about doing, is actually doing a charity ride on my bike. But,
okay.
It says that. Literally, that's something I've been thinking about doing.
Does it say charity? COVID,
it says a fundraiser.
Okay.
Or volunteering. Mate, non-profit organization. Mate, that's something I was considering doing.
Okay. So you started this conversation saying, I don't believe in horoscopes, and now they've got you hooked.
They got me hooked. I believe in horoscopes now.
Oh, dear me. Well.
No, I just believe in today's one.
Because it suits you.
Because it's realistic. It's what I've been thinking, you fucking prick.
But,
yeah. You know what? Email at the BJ, was it? The BJ report.
What is our email?
Please email info at the BJ
report. It's contact at the BJ report.com. Well, you can tell who fucking started this.
So what's the Instagram?
_ the BJ report.
See, you had to think about that because we always do it. You always do the email. I always do the Instagram.
Yeah.
I told you. Contact at the BJ report if you want me to do a charity ride.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you want to see this hunk of man do a 4-hour bike ride or 100 miles.
I'll just be at the finish line waiting for you. That's what I'll be doing.
Yeah, you wouldn't even make it to the finish line if you took this.
I'll take an Uber there.
If you took a train.
I'll take an Uber it there. I'll be like, look, when what time? I'll wait 10 minutes and then I've got to go. That's what I'll be doing.
Yeah, and I'll do it for a charity.
What charity would you go for, Jerry?
Do you know, I'll do it for something about mental health. Because I believe not much is being done for that.
I agree.
Yeah, that's what I personally think I'll
well,
do.
Well,
I'll do
let me know when. Mental. Yeah, that's a really good charity. 100%.
And I will do it. Once when COVID blows over, I will do my charity ride. I will get sponsors.
Cool.
I'll even do it in a latex suit.
And he's going to do it with no hands as well. That's what
I said no hands.
He's just going to cycle.
But I'll cycle for charity. I'll definitely do it. It makes sense. But yeah, man, horoscopes and your dead asparagus.
It's not my dead asparagus, it's Jemima's.
Sure. You think she eats asparagus after?
Well, waste not, want not.
Asparagus is expensive, man.
Well, yeah, it's a lucrative lifestyle.
Yeah, organic and that.
Organic and all that.
She just throws it in the air, makes it go to waste. No, she eats it. I think she eats it.
Do you reckon if people who can tell the future, they can tell that they look fucking stupid doing it?
Yeah, facts.
Like,
yeah.
Predicting the future. I don't believe it. I don't believe in it. Supernatural.
You don't have to.
No. You don't have to. I'm not having to go anyone that does. This is just my opinion only. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I think that's about it. That's another...
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that do you know what? I enjoyed
you
that.
You know what? This was good.
But it's been...
It was really good.
It's good.
I'm enjoying using Squadcast. You know, sticking to the rules. Separate household. We won't let the listeners down. You know, they have another episode every single week.
Now it's every week. So in the first episode, I was right.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Right, we're doing it every
week. We're doing it every week. Jerry has convinced me. I was going to do it every 2 weeks, but no, we're going to do it every week. And as I mentioned before, please listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or any platform. Leave us a review. Give us feedback, whether you someone that we work with and you want to give a review, or you know, let us know using Instagram or contact at thebjreport.com. We do appreciate your opinions as well. And even if you disagree with us, please come talk to us about it. I will put you in your place. And I'm joking. But yeah, even if you disagree with us, that's absolutely fine. We will work on a debate. But thank you very much for listening. You know, using Squad. Thank you, Squadcast, as well for facilitating this. Thank you very much. Take care and stay safe.
3 meters apart.
You started to say two.
Yeah, three meters apart, please.
23 meters apart.
No, just stay safe out there. Seriously.
Yeah, stay safe.
You know, mate, maybe, you know, if you're living with someone who is elderly or someone who's got underlying health condition, do think about them. Because this is...
Absolutely.
This is not a joke. No. The amount of deaths, what's going on at the moment, it's not a joke. So, yeah, keep yourself safe. Keep your others safe around you. Peace, sir. I'll see you next Thursday.
Take care. Bye bye.